Welcome to the Morning Inspiration Podcast with Pastor Walt. At Chosen City Church, we are chosen to overcome, to build, and to be like Jesus. We pray that this podcast will empower you to do the same on today.
So listen, family, I want to say this before we get started. First of all, I just want to give you all a major shout out for pressing your way through this 40 days, whether you are here all 40 or whether the day is your first day. I just want to shout you out and say thank you for being a blessing to your sisters and brothers that you are connecting with. And thank you for being a blessing to me. Amen. Day 40, we bless each other when we inspire one another and we do these things to together. And I praise God for it, for real. Y'all, let's celebrate that. We day 40, right? So to God be the glory. One of the biggest things is to be committed to doing something and making it happen. We did that together. And I want to, again, just say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Y'all, today we're going to close out by reflecting on this Silent Saturday. It was not long ago that I was talking with Reverend Johnson about this Silent Saturday. And he told me he had something on his heart. And I said, yeah, I want to let you share on this Silent Saturday, right? And but before we do that, again, I want to open us up with prayer. And again, just thank God for us making it here to this point. And you know, it may be a Silent Saturday, but y'all know what we learned yesterday. Sunday is still coming. Shout out to the great preachers and the great worship for seven last sayings all across the land. To God be the glory. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. God, this is an amazing day for us today, but we have to go back to the moment where this was a Silent Saturday for you. God, we have to go back to this moment where you had just committed your spirit back to your into your Father's hands, and everybody thought it was over. God, let us be reflective on what that means for our lives on today. God, I also want to just thank you for these 40 days, God. Just praise you for the 40 days. God, we did this together for 40 days, and I just praise you. I pray that we will come together collectively on other efforts that will glorify your name. God, I pray, Father God, on this last moment that as Reverend Johnson begins to reflect on this Silent Saturday, that you will speak to through him with clarity and boldness. And Lord, when it's all said and done, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Let the people of God say amen, amen, amen. At this time, I'm going to spotlight you, Reverend Johnson, and I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself and let's hear what the Lord has to say. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning, family. As we enter into this final day, there is a point in this journey that we have to really take a look and see how we came through. And early this morning, as I got up, the topic that just came to my mind was just thinking about what does 40 days look like individually? What it look like for us collectively? What it look like around the world? And you would see that the importance of what we did isn't just for us, but it's also to show that we're going to walk with Jesus a little bit more and a lot more closer. So I'll go into this. 40 days at 6:30 in the morning, 40 mornings of pressing and seeking Jesus, 40 days of sacrifices of things we often like and love to have in our possession, 40 days of test and temptation, 40 days of praying and interceding for yourself and for others, 40 days when I felt like I wanted to stay in bed a little more longer, 40 days when I felt that I couldn't pass the test, 40 days when I had to look in the mirror and say I could do a little bit better, 40 days when the walk got a little rough and a little tough, 40 days when I realized there's still some more growing to do, 40 days of understanding that what Jesus did and what I did in 40 days may not ever compare, but it helps me to see him a little better. Luke 4, verse 2 from the NIV says, "Where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil, he ate nothing during those 40 days, and at the end of them, he was hungry." I would like to speak from a topic this morning. After 40 days, how do you see Jesus? Our 40 days in prayer and fasting could never, ever compare to what Jesus may have experienced in his fasting, yet it serves as a reminder that it had a price. There is a price sometimes for what he did on our behalf. And yet what we endured over the last 40 days will never, ever compare to what he went through, but it is a glimpse in what we did to understand how our Jesus suffered for us and how he endured for us. How do you see Jesus after your 40 days? Do you see him in a different light? Do you see him clearly? Can you see the love he has for you and I? Do you understand that he gives out mercy and compassion? What he gives is more than we could ever understand. And with all that he went through for us, the one thing we must understand is that that we should want to be more like him. Come out of something like he did. Come out of something like we have experienced the last 40 days. And if your walk was right and your walk was tight, the one thing you should say is, it isn't about what I gave up personally, it's what I needed to gain from this. To have an insight of what our Savior endured out of love for us. And yes, it is a challenge sometimes, but to get to know him is what we all should have gotten to do during this process, to know him a little bit more, to see him clearly. I often would wonder, and I do it a lot, when I think about that cross and I think about his death. I think about that from the perspective of how much of this did I contribute? Yes, it happened then, but it was for me now. And I often wonder how much of this did I contribute to his suffering on the cross? How much of this did I give and cause him greater pain? See, that's the perspective I see it from. That there are days on the journey when I'm not like him, then obviously I have done something to cause him to be on that cross. But yet, out of the greatest amount of love and compassion he has for all of us, and he died on that cross for us, I have to see him a little differently now. And I have to look at some of the things I do and say, okay, that does not add up. This is not worth what he paid the price for. See, you should think a little bit clearly. You should open your eyes a little bit more and say, okay, I can't go down that road or that path of the I used to's, and this is how I handle it, and this is how I manage it. No, it was a price that was paid. And we must understand that when he paid a price, we got to understand there was an exchange there that we couldn't pay for, but he buried it for us. Yes, our cross may not be like his, yet we must bear our cross and suffer persecution for righteousness' sake. See, here's a personal question after 40 days. Could Jesus vouch for you and say, my brother and my sister gets it now? Maybe this is a tough question to ask only after 40 days, but the fact remains we should all want Jesus to vouch for us. There's nothing like having confirmation from our Lord and Savior. It's something personal when God can speak through Jesus and say, hey, my brother, my sister, they get it and they understand it. It's nothing like having Jesus in your corner and say, hey, you're approved. You're greatly justified. You have what it takes. I'm confirming you, I'm affirming you, I'm anointing you, I'm giving you power to do great things. And that's the vouch we want. We want approval. We need that approval. See, during and after 40 days, our Savior was in a weakened state and put to a test of his character, his faith, his humanness, and his divinity. At some point during this process, there should be some character change. There should be something in us that says, I've got to line up a little bit more. Our faith should be a little more stronger. Our faith should be a little more stronger. And then we have to realize that in our humanness, there are going to be some days when it gets a little tough. There'll be days when it gets a little weak. And we're not always going to say the right words. I never forget Sister Donna Fett one time had mentioned, she says, you know, it'd be nice if I was holy 24/7. But in my humanness, I know I'm not holy 24/7. But I thank God that what he did for me covers those days when I'm not so holy and I'm not so righteous and my thinking isn't always aligned to his. But he gives me so much grace and mercy that when he says my grace is sufficient, I understand that it covers some of those humanness days that I have on the journey. And some days I have to realize that I don't have any true strength and power on my own, but I realize that it's the power of the Holy Spirit that can keep you on the days of the journey. See, the 40 days that we endured through fasting and praying, maybe 40 days on a calendar, but some part of this has got to continue. There's going to be some days after this when you have to look in the mirror and say, hey, I need some more praying and fasting right now. God is probably asking, I need you to consider this and think about your next move by thinking about what I truly want you to do. I need you to submit this thing to me, is what God is saying. Submit it through prayer and fasting. Because I would, in God's shoes, would say, I need to see you make the next move. And even after this, there's got to be a point in us where you say, I have some greater expectations. I have some greater expectations for myself, for my family. But I have expectations of God because now I'm beginning to see who Jesus is in my life and what he means and that personal sacrifice he made. Yes, it was a collective sacrifice, but you have to make it personal. When you think about his suffering on a cross, then you have to realize I have to seek that thing a little bit more because I know there's more in God for me than it is that this world can offer. See, there's got to be a chase now. There's got to be a chase after him like never before, where you say each day following this 40 days, I'm going to run a little bit more. I'm going to press on a little bit more. But I'm not going to let everything get to me like it used to get to me. I'm not going to have these breakdown points or these thoughts that I can't make it or I can't take it, or this is too much to bear, or the struggles are too real right now. Yes, we're going to have those challenges, but I'm beginning to see that on that cross, there was someone there standing on my behalf, interceding and saying, Mark, I need you to come a little bit closer to me. And whatever it is you're going through, I got the answer for it. But in order for you to get that answer, draw a little closer to me. I need you to understand who I am, what I am, and why I am in your life. Yes, I did it for everyone, but I want you to take it a little bit more personally, my sisters and my brothers, in this walk. Yes, there are some challenges and some days when you feel like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. Quitting is easy, but when you quit, what do you go back to? Absolutely nothing. If you give up now in this fight, what do you have? A yesterday that you can't resurrect? A yesterday that you can't have? I think I love the fact there are some things that time just fix. Yeah, you get a little older, you can't be a fool right now. You got to come to your senses and realize that I can't go back. there's a saying that you're at the point of no return in your walk with Jesus. You're at the point of your walk where you can't look back. See, if you go back after this journey, then something was wrong with your relationship. Something was wrong with your walk. Something was wrong with how you were looking at Jesus. See, after 40 days, how do you see Jesus? I said 40 days may not compare to what he endured, but we got to pass the test. And sometimes the test is just not about us. It could be about someone else. We may encounter someone who needs to know Jesus just by us being in the right place. Sometimes the test and trials are to prove to you and us that God is greater than the world around you. Excuse me. It is important to understand that the test and the trials are to bring us into a place where we see how God operates his business in the kingdom. After 40 days, how do you see Jesus in you? Did you see some changes take place in your life where you see things a little differently? After 40 days, did you see some spiritual growth or did you see some spiritual decline? Pastor used the word, there is some evolving in this. And I love the context of evolving. It simply means that where I may have been several months ago or several years ago, when I look back over my life, I begin to see that some of those things that I've been through weren't designed to tear me down or break me down. It was designed to build me up, but to see him a little bit more, because we have him inside of us. But sometimes we got to pull that thing out of us that God has intended for us. But when we evolve, we begin to grow and see the power of who he really is. That evolution makes a difference. And you don't get to look back at things the way you used to or handle it the way you used to. You look at it and say, you know what? This is not going to break me. This is not going to destroy me. This is going to make me better. See, that's the goal, to get better. Yes, we've all heard it. Sanctification is a process. Getting to know Jesus is a process. How you saw him then is different from the way you see him now. And when you walk with him, talk with him, and we go through this prayer and this fasting like we did, there should be a greater understanding. Man, this guy loved me more than I could ever understand or believe or comprehend. And yes, there's got to be a point of reflection in this where you say, you know what? I don't deserve it. I don't deserve what he did on that cross for me. I don't deserve that bloodshed that he suffered. I don't deserve that scourging, that crown. I don't deserve it. And even more than that, when he says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That included you and I. That included you and I. There are some things that we have done that surely would cause us not to be redeemed or restored. But because he gave us that much love and that much forgiving, that much grace, we understand now that he loved us so much that he did it all. And I don't know about you, that's where I think about it when it comes to Jesus. That what he did, I may not always understand. But some days when I'm reflecting on it and I have my questions and I have my doubts and I have my worries, or maybe I'm thinking things didn't go the way I wanted to, or maybe it didn't happen the way I wanted it to in life. But I realize for every day that he has given me, he has given me the greatest gift of his love when he died for me. It's often the hardest thing for us to understand. It is. But when you're reflecting on this day, as we go about the day, yes, we got the spring festival, but during the day, there's got to be some thoughts as we enter into tomorrow to understand that what he gave was the absolute essence of why he was our Savior, our Redeemer, our Intercessor, the one who bared so much for us, the suffering, the pain he endured. You have to reflect on that in your quiet times to understand that there's more love in him beyond anything that we have failed to do. And often it's incomprehensible when we think about everything that we have done that was against his will and his way, that was against everything that he died for. And yet he died for it anyway. He died for it when it happened yesteryears. He died for it when it may happen 10 years from now. It is still covered by a blood policy that will never expire or lose its power. Yes, the blood works, and the blood will never lose its power. But I have to be honest with you, the enemy will try to use your failures and tell you that what you've done is so wrong that Jesus could not accept that. But no, that is wrong. That is wrong thinking. He understood who we are, why we are, and how we are. And we can't let the enemy confuse us or trick us into thinking that what we have done in our sins or lack of action, our sins of omission and commit, all these things that seem to trip us up and cause us to stumble and fall, does not mean that Jesus does not love us. It does not mean that we are not forgiven. He died for that. And when we fail, open your eyes, repent, and pray, and ask God to help you get it right. Because the enemy wants you to believe that what you have done is a separating factor. But after I had read scripture time and time again, I love the fact that when God says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And I don't care what you've done or what you have experienced in life, there ain't nothing that's going to separate. There ain't nothing that's going to cause you to fall so much that God can't pull you through. There's nothing that's going to separate me from the hand of God that Jesus Christ gives to me every day, asking me to come on in. I want you to understand what that nothing means. It means that I have love for you beyond any mistake you made. I love you with all that I have. I love you, and I'm willing to go to the deepest part of the ocean, the world, this universe, to bring you home to my Father. That's the ultimate test in this thing, that if you fail the test, you still got love that'll bring you through. If you come up short sometimes, you still got love that'll come through. You may not say the right thing at the right time to a person, but God says, I got love to bring you through that. You may have had some hurt and some pain in your life. Some bad things have happened. God, I know I've experienced some bad things, but when I get to myself and I can get alone and I can think about it, I realize that there's nothing that can separate me from the love of Christ Jesus. No matter how many days I've cried, no matter how many days I turned my back, he is still there with me, bidding me to come on. Mark, come a little closer. Sister, come a little closer. Brother, come a little closer. There's nothing that's going to separate this love. There's nothing. After 40 days, how do you see Jesus? After 40 days, how do you see him? Do you see him above and beyond all that you may endure and realize that I need him more than ever in my life? After 40 days, do you see him better Do you understand his purpose? Do you understand what it took for him to stand in your place on that cross? I ask, how do you see him after 40 days? My time is up, and I thank you for yours.
Father, we love you so much, and we just thank you, Father God, for a dynamic reflection on after the 40 days. God, we just praise you so much for being challenged, Father God, to keep going because of what you have done for us. Thank you, God, for the message. Thank you, God, for the messenger. Now, God, as we prepare to transition into this to this Saturday, God, let us continue to reflect on where you were and what you were doing at this moment. God, as we continue to go forward, onward and upward, God, we just thank you for victories. We thank you for elevation. We thank you for opening doors. We thank you for revelation. God, we thank you for clarity. Some individuals, as Reverend Johnson stated, it may need a little bit more time, but God, you started something in these 40 days and you're not going to stop until you see it through until the end. God, we just pray for each and every worship service this weekend. We pray for our spring festival happening on the inside today that you'll be able to manage, give us a crowd that's manageable, God, in the midst of the inclement weather and all of that. But more importantly than a festival, God, we got to pray for an encounter on Sunday at every church. Let there be an encounter with you, God. Draw in your people, God. We know that there will be people at church on Sunday who may not normally come, but God, let them encounter you in a great way so that their lives will never be the same. I thank you, God, for every family that's been represented over this 40 days, every individual that's been represented over these 40 days, every soul that's been represented over the 40 days. God, as we go forward, going stronger, God, let us remain united as a group of sisters and brothers. God, we love you on today. We praise you on today. It's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray that the people of God say amen, amen, amen. Amen. Listen, family, love y'all. Listen, let's celebrate one more time. It's been a great 40 days. Thank y'all. I love y'all. We'll be back to our Wednesday schedule next week. So I'll see you all next Wednesday. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. Looking forward to seeing so many of you all this weekend. God bless and go in peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Inspiration with Pastor Walt podcast. This and other podcasts, as well as our live Sunday morning service, can be found on all of our streaming platforms and are also available on the new Chosen City Church app, which is available on both the Apple Store and Google Play. We would love to see you in person on Sunday morning at either our 8 a.m. or 10:15 services. We are located at 13925 Irwin Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope to see you soon and have a blessed day.